If you walk around the halls of NAB, you're going to find every kind of 360 and VR product. It's hot. It's the hit. It's what everyone wants to do. But the question is that VR system, is that 360 system the right system? Well, here at the Nokia booth, I'm standing next to Alex Lindsay, and he thinks he's got the one that you're going to want. Alex, this Matrix-looking squid-like device,
it does kinda look like it.
You tell me, is actually the perfect VR system.
It's all a progress. We're moving forward. But I think that this is the first camera that we really use that just feels like a production camera for live. So, the big thing is that we've been, as you know, building cameras, buying all the different cameras, building cameras, putting in together 6 cameras and 12 cameras and 14 cameras and 3 cameras. This is the first time where you walk up and you hit record and it just records. Power and memory in the back. You can literally not have it tethered to anything. You literally, you log onto it with your Mac. It's important to me, and simply just say record, and I've got footage. Now what it's actually doing here is we're taking the SDI output, and it takes all of these microphones. There's 8 microphones as well as 8 cameras, and it muxes. It combines all those video channels into one HD SDI signal, which means it goes through all of our equipment really nicely. It gets into our system, and then they have some beefy computers that basically unmux that or uncombine them and stitch all of that back together into a stereo 360 live stream, which is we've almost not seen any stereo 360 live streams. And then to make it more complicated, because that was already not complicated enough, we decided to add 3 cameras. So now we have 3 cameras that we're able to switch from. Once it comes out of the Stitcher, it's just an ultra HD video. So it's something that's very easy for us to use. It's also generating 5.0 surround sound. So now you can actually hear different things exactly where they should be. In space. Not only that, Nokia's built some technology that they're kind of talking about where they can actually track people who are in the stage and track them as their relationship to each camera. So every camera knows where people are related to it. So as we cut between cameras, your mix changes so that it represents it. And if they walk back and forth, you actually hear it. So it's the most fully featured, easy to use VR camera that we've run across so far. We're really excited about it.
Spatial location is a big thing. It's a new thing that you don't get in a lot of, the less expensive or maybe some of the bodged together 360 systems. Yes, you can stitch together. Yes, there are even cameras out there that will do the stitching in camera, so you get a unified feed that can go straight out to, say, YouTube or Facebook and their 360 offerings. But something that you were explaining to me before we started shooting was because it's got 8 cameras and 8 microphones, it can actually spatially place you exactly where you should be. So not only do you see, but you hear what you would be experiencing if you were actually in that location.
And you don't think it's a big deal until you throw the headset. When you throw a headset on and this jib is going across the stage and you hear the sound going across there, you suddenly realize how important and what we've been missing up until now. And with a lot of the other rigs, we're trying to figure out how we put little mics in there and how we're going to do surround sound. Here it's all just built in. Now their system will also work with other mics, so we can take all the band music and everything else and run it through their system and place all of that as well. So everything in the scene, whether you're using the onboard cameras, which is easy if you're doing run and gun and so on and so forth, or you're using stuff that you're already recording, all of that is available to you for a surround sound mix.
All right, now we've got to ask this, because we've got this unique opportunity to speak to a man who has been in the industry for a long time, who you've seen technology come and go. You've seen the promise of things like 3D that didn't quite pan out the way that we thought it would. We've seen now HDR technology really take the stage, and of course 360. How will this change the way that you produce? When you plan a project, when you bring your group to whatever production venue there might be, how does the promise of 360 done right change how you're going to create content?
Well, if you think about society, when we're studying ancient societies, one thing you notice is you can tell exactly when they started being able to eat and gather more food than they ate every day, because they started making art. You know, and now we're about to start making art because we're not worried about if all the cameras are on or if this feed worked or if the exposure's off or all of that stuff has gone away, is going away with cameras like this. And now you can start to think about what do we create from there. And I think that that is the big thing that we're excited about with the Ozo is that now I don't have to worry about whether the camera's going to work. I can set it down. I know it's going to record. It doesn't have to be tethered to anything. It's just going to work every single time I walk out and shoot it. And that's what we haven't been able to do up until now. And I think it is incredibly important for it to become something where I want to cover an event with 50 cameras or 10 cameras or 5 cameras. That would be, you know, just something that is almost too painful to think about with a lot of the other rigs because it's just so much, you know, complexity. With something that's actually built to just work as a production camera. And it is, it's more expensive than a lot of the other cameras. It is a production camera. You know, it is a real camera designed to do real work. And that's the real distinction. And I think that's going to help get the kind of content that we want to see where people go, oh, now I know, understand why VR is important. And I think that is something that's been hard to see with a lot of video that's coming out. And this is just getting started. I mean, this is version one, and it's the best thing we've seen so far.
We've been speaking with Alex Lindsay, the man, the legend from PixelCore. Now, you can get yourself a less expensive 360 VR system, but if you want to do it right, you got to do it like the pros. Now, of course, Alex, if they want to find out more about the Ozo, they can always go to Nokia. But if they want to find out about what you've been doing with it and the productions that your company has been involved with, where can they find you?
The best thing to do really is just follow me on Twitter because I'll tweet things that are out there. It's hard to, you know, a lot of the stuff we do, we don't talk about that much. But when I can, when I'm allowed to, I'll tweet something out. So Alex Lindsay, all one word with an A, is all you need to know. And you can just go up to Twitter and find it.